For job seekers and change makers, this is the Green Jobs Pod with your host, me, Leonard Adler.
Welcome to the Green Jobs Pod. I'm your host, Leonard Adler. It's great to be with you today. This episode is being recorded on August 16th, which is an important day to note as it relates to green and climate, as it's actually the anniversary of the signing of the IRA federal legislation. This has been a really important bill as it relates to investment, jobs, and impact. And we'll be talking more about the IRA legislation in future episodes. For today, there are a number of different opportunities and resources that I'm excited to share with you. First relates to an opportunity that's part of the American Climate Corps. You may be familiar with the American Climate Corps. It was first announced by the Biden-Harris administration in September 2023. It's an initiative to train 20,000 young people in high-demand skills for jobs in the clean energy economy. In April of this year, a jobs portal was launched for the American Climate Corps where you can find opportunities. That jobs portal is at acc.gov. As part of the American Climate Corps, there are now 150 new opportunities for which applications are being accepted as part of the American Climate Corps, specifically the program called Energy Communities AmeriCorps. Energy Communities AmeriCorps was recently launched and is being led by an organization called Conservation Legacy, which has been a longtime partner of the AmeriCorps program. These 150 opportunities are available in a number of geographic regions in the U.S., specifically Appalachian Ohio, Eastern Kentucky, Illinois Coal Basin, Four Corners Region, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Wyoming, Virginia, and Southeast Montana. The goals of this program are to support at the local level economic development, clean energy transition, environmental remediation, and capacity building. Those who are selected as part of this program are partnered with a local host organization and begin their work in October of 2024. You can view all the opportunities that are part of the Energy Communities AmeriCorps through the American Climate Corps website at acc.gov. In addition, Green Jobs Network on its job board climatechangejobs.com also provides easy access to opportunities through the American Climate Corps. Fellowship Spotlight. As you know, I'm pretty passionate about fellowships. My first opportunity that I got in Social Impact came through a fellowship. So at Green Jobs Network and here on the podcast, we highlight paid fellowship opportunities. So today there's five that I wanted to share with you. A number of them have deadlines that are coming up. So the first one is the Solar Core Fellowship. This is an 11-month program that begins on September 16th, and applications are reviewed on a first-come, first-served basis, and there are a few opportunities in the Solar Core Fellowship that are still available. The next is the Dana Alston Environmental Justice Fellowship. This is with the National Wildlife Federation, and different location options are available. It's a full-time fellowship for 11 months, and the application period opened on July 23rd, and applications are being reviewed on a rolling basis. The next one is a research fellowship at the Good Food Institute that focuses on plant-based meat. This opportunity is a remote fellowship. It's 10 hours a week for 16 weeks, and the application deadline is August 22nd. Our Climate has two different fellowships, the Our Climate Fellowship and the Our Climate Environmental Justice Fellowship. Both of these are remote and are available in different locations across the country. These are part-time, it's 7 hours a week, and they start September 30th. The application deadline is August 23rd. The last fellowship is the Fuse Executive Fellowship. This is intended for people who have significant work experience. They have a fellowship opportunity available in Los Angeles County. It's a one-year placement, and it begins on October 21st. So you can find links to all of these fellowships and more on the Green Jobs Network Fellowships website, climatefellowships.com, and we'll include links to the ones I just mentioned in the episode notes. Scholarship Spotlight. Applications are currently being accepted for the $1,000 Gene Clark Memorial Scholarship. This scholarship is being administered by the American Solar Energy Society, and it will award $1,000 to a graduate student who has an interest in solar energy or related renewable energy field. This scholarship honors and recognizes the legacy of Dr. Eugene Clark, who is a trailblazer in the field of solar energy and who is a lifetime advocate for sustainable building practices. You can learn more about this scholarship and to apply directly through the American Solar Energy Society's website, and that's ases.org, and we'll include this in the show notes. Event Spotlight. So for today, we're going to spotlight a couple of events and look for more events in future episodes. So in September, there are a number of marquee events I wanted to share with you. The first is Climate Week NYC in New York. This is a large event. It's going to be taking place from September 22nd to September 29th. New York is not the only city that has a Climate Week. I've been seeing more and more cities launch Climate Weeks themselves, and one that's going to be taking place in September is in Los Angeles. They're hosting their first ever LA Climate Week, and that's going to be running from September 8th through the 15th. You can go to their website, look about upcoming opportunities if you wanted to get involved. They're looking for people to assist in the event as well. During the timeline of the LA Climate Week, there's actually another large event taking place in Southern California, and that's the RE Plus Conference and Expo. It's the largest clean energy event in North America, and it's going to run from September 9th through the 12th, and it's going to be in Anaheim. As part of the RE Plus event, there's actually going to be a job fair on September 11th. And the last event to mention today is focusing on green building and the built environment. So the Green Build Conference, this is a large marquee event in this space, is going to be taking place from November 12th through the 15th in Philadelphia. And we'll have links to all of these events in the show notes. Another in-person event I'm excited to share with you is Greentown Boston's Climate Tech Career Fair. This is going to be taking place on September 12th in Somerville, Massachusetts. There's going to be a lot of opportunities at various startups. The types of roles you can find are in business administration, data, engineering, marketing, operations, sales, software, and much more. Registration is free, and we'll include a link to this in the show notes. Today, I'd like to share with you an event that took place a few weeks ago in Washington, D.C. It was an event put on by the White House Council on Environmental Quality. The event they hosted was the first ever White House Summit on Environmental Justice in Action. This event brought together senior administration officials and environmental justice leaders from across the country. During this summit, there were a number of announcements that took place. One of them was the release of the second annual Environmental Justice Scorecard. Another one was the release of a new website at environmentaljustice.gov, which also can be found at ej.gov. This new one-stop resource provides information on the administration's actions on environmental justice and also provide links to tools, resources, and funding opportunities. There are links to all the different announcements that took place at this summit, and you can also watch a video of the entire event. We have this available on the Green Jobs Network blog, and we'll include a link to this in the show notes. I want to say thank you to all the early listeners and supporters of the podcast. It means a lot. Really appreciate it, and it's inspiring. Of course, we want to find ways to continue to improve it and make sure it's meeting your needs. If you have feedback for the podcast, you can go to the website, greenjobspod.com. There's a form on the website that you can fill out for feedback. If you have suggestions, you have ideas for guests. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Green Jobs Pod with me, Leonard Adler. For more tools to add to your toolbox, check out Green Jobs Network at greenjobs.net. Go to greenjobspod.com to submit your questions and ideas for the podcast. The Green Jobs Pod is produced by Jubilaria Media. Your brand has a story. Jubilaria can help you tell it. Level up your content strategy and click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free consultation.
Hello? Hey, Greg, I was thinking, is it me or does, like, everyone have a podcast?
Frankly, I don't think there are enough podcasts. They're all the rage, and they're incredibly in vogue.
I mean, yeah, look, I guess they are all the rage, but more than 4 million podcasts have been released around the world, and just 17% have been active in the last 90 days. I mean, that's a little ridiculous.
It's not enough. I want more shows. Also, how many of those are actually worth listening to?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how many have great ideas like, moi, right? Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show hosted by a dog and a cat. Woof, woof, meow, meow.
I mean, honestly, out of 4 million, Greg, at this point, it's probably been done before. Let's be honest.
Oh, what about, hear me out here, a show about nothing and everything.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, Greg. Look, anybody can make a podcast. Few will continue, and even fewer will have something to say. Build your brand with strategic content and make noise that matters. You have a story. We can tell it. Learn more at jubilaria.com, JUBILARIA.com.
And then I go, wah, wah, wah.
You're funny, Greg.
I don't think I can sleep tonight.